in. We come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh God, once again, we come into your presence.
Hallelujah. We will praise you for the rest of our days. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands, hallelujah, to give you the praise. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we will praise you for the rest of our days. Yes. Anybody got a yes in your heart? Amen. Hallelujah. That no matter what's going on, you have that confession on your lips that you will praise God for the rest of your days. Amen. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. He alone is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Jesus on today. Amen. God bless you. Welcome to New Creation Christian Ministries Virtual Sanctuary. We thank God for you being here with us on today. We came to glorify his name. We came to lift up the name of Jesus. God is good. We came to spend some time with our King. We came to worship our King. So we just thank God for you being here, for you joining in the fellowship with us. The Bible says in the presence of two or more, he is right there in the middle. So we thank God for being in the middle of us. We thank God for being with us. Amen. Hallelujah. We just love the Lord on today, and we worship God on today. He alone is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. And we will praise you for the rest of our days. Amen. Well, we have a word from the Lord. We welcome you, and we just thank you for coming on today. We ask that you continue to just have your heart open to receive what God is going to say to you on today. God is going to speak. There's a word from the Lord. So just continue to worship God with us as we go into this next worship song. And right after this song, we will be coming back, and you will hear a rhema word, a prophetically preached word for your life. Amen. That's going to take you into another dimension with God. God bless you. Come on, let's go to the King. Amen.
forward by faith. There's a wonderful story told here in Mark chapter 3. It's also in the book of Luke, and it's in the book of Matthew, about the man with the withered hand, the shriveled up hand, that was in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. But there's so many points I would like to highlight these few verses. But the first and foremost I want to say to you today is to always stretch forth your faith. Always stretch forth your faith. That means you have to exercise. You have to put in action, put faith into practice. That simply means faith without dead. Paul says, hallelujah. James said, faith without works of Jesus. And he simply was saying, even enemies of God believe that there is a God. But those of us of faith, we got to put our feet where our faith is. That simply means you got to draw up the blueprint. You got to execute the plan that God gives you. You got to move forward and do something with your life, with your ministry, as people advance. You got to do something other than lip service and talk, but you must walk the walk. Hallelujah. I pray you're hearing the Holy Ghost today. I'm trying to move out of his way, but even myself, what my wife has done in 10 years that I've lived and 6 years, 7 years at the church, we are about our Father's business, and I, you, if you're not, will become about your Father's business. Here's a story with a hand, and he was in church. Oh, glory be to God. I have myself. I'm going to get ahead
hallelujah
of myself.
Hallelujah, Pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. You're fading in and out. Are you moving around, sir? Amen. Hallelujah.
Am I fading?
Hallelujah.
Am I still fading? I'm still fading.
You're good
hallelujah
now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, amen, amen. Well, to God be the glory. I pray I'm in a good position where you can hear me. And the point
no,
I was making.
You're still fading. Amen. Hallelujah. You're making a good, your word is so good. I just want to make sure we hear, amen, what God is saying, because your word is good. Amen. Hallelujah.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Right there.
Glory. Is that good, Pastor?
Amen. Say something else.
Yeah. Can you hear me clearly now?
Yes, I guess. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes, you're good. Amen.
I am good now?
Yes.
Okay. The point I was saying is that this man is in the synagogue, and Jesus came in on the Sabbath, and he healed the man with the shriveled up hand. In other words, the man was in church. The point I want to make about church and church attendance and part of the local body is not only do you come to receive, but you come also to there's going on in Christendom. I'm quite an atheist, not the church. I even know who go to mass. I know Muslims who go to the temple. I know of the who may have a shrine and it's in their home, and the Hindu, I don't know what they call their place of worship, but the Christian is supposed to be in. And Jesus went into the synagogue, according to Mark chapter 3. When he got to the synagogue and was in church, in position to be divinely healed by God. That's why that song you played earlier, the King, in Mark chapter 2, the chapter this chapter we're talking about right now, Jesus healed the paralytic, where four men went to the roof, laid down on a mat in front of Jesus, and Jesus saw his, and he, according to faith, this is healed. In other words, they brought this man Jesus. Yet in the synagogue, they still brought to Jesus to be healed. What the church represents today, it represents a place of healing. It represents a place of deliverance. It place of restoration and a place where unity can be a part of the local church. And when you find a strong church, you find a strong community. Churches are made up of strong people. And I'm so glad that this man was in the synagogue, because at the end of chapter 2, Jesus argues with them because he and his disciples were in the field and they picked grains on the Sabbath day. And they said to Jesus and his followers, why are you doing something unlawful on the Sabbath day, on the day of worship? And Jesus says, read it for yourself before we get to Mark chapter 3, verse 1. Read the end of Mark chapter 2. He says, the Sabbath was made for man, and man was not made for the Sabbath. In other words, Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. And sometimes I think the Pharisees and the people of old get a bad rap, because the old church, or the children of Israel, it was so embedded in them. The book of Leviticus, the book of Deuteronomy, the law of Moses, this thing was hammered home constantly. So they did do right by keeping the Sabbath holy. But Jesus is now on the scene. Hallelujah. Now we're under grace. Hallelujah. Now you don't have to keep the law. You're under grace. And under grace, now you can keep the law. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. But they watched. And they said, will Jesus heal on the Sabbath? And he said, is it good to do good or evil on the Sabbath? Is it good to make alive or kill? He was trying to show them how silly they were by keeping religious laws on the Sabbath. And I'm here to tell you today that you need to find yourself in a place of worship. You need to find yourself in church. You need to find yourself in a place where you can add to the local body. This man was in a house of praise, a house of worship, and Jesus healed him. So stretch forth your faith, walk by faith and not by sight. You need to find yourself in position so God can bless you. God wants to bless you. We're in an hour where so many people are going through so much. Yesterday on our prayer, I don't know if you was there. If you was not there, pull it up on the archives. But one of the words that the Lord had gave me came from John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. And also in Mark chapter 11, the 22nd verse, he says, have faith in God. Also have faith in me. And this man, when Jesus says, stretch forth your hand, had to have faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. You see why you got to move forward by faith? You see why you got to be in a place of worship? Because the word comes across prophetically. The word of God is how you're going to win in life. Sometimes we can be in deep trouble. We can have overwhelming problems. We can be in so much trouble, and somehow we still don't find ourselves in church. That blows my mind. I'm not saying that because I'm a pastor, but for the last 19 years, even before God called me and my wife to the pastorate, there was always Sunday morning, people ironing clothes, people putting on makeup, getting ready, taking showers. There was always Sunday activity. Because now, for myself, I exchange partying, I exchange entertainment, and I exchange having fun and clubbing to become a man of worship. And if you're a woman of worship, if you're a man of worship, you have to go to a place of worship so you can worship your God collectively. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves. And not only that, I thank God for the prosperity movement in the 80s and the 90s, but it did a detriment to the believer because now the focus was put on us instead of on God. The focus was put on man to prosper instead of on God's agenda to advance the kingdom. Now we got to put the focus back on God and his plan, his ways, his will. Hallelujah. 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 I pray if you haven't gotten convicted yet, that I just got to find and search high and low until I find a place of worship that I can be a part of. I know there's a lot wrong with some churches. I know maybe the church has hurt you, but still don't give up on God's church, because the enemy knows if he can separate you. The enemy knows if he can isolate you. The enemy knows if he can put you apart and put you by yourself. That's when he can devour you. There are many wolves in sheep clothing, and when you come and hear a prophetic word, when you come and get hands laid on you, when you come to the altar of your local church and get prayed over, now you're even more equipped to win the battle. Hallelujah. I get excited when I see this story about the man with the withered hand. He didn't make excuses on why he's not coming to worship, why he's handicapped, why he can't get to church. He just said, listen, I'm handicapped. I got one good hand, two good legs. I'm going to the synagogue, a place of worship. And I'm believing that he probably wanted healing. I'm believing that the Pharisees and the religious leaders tried to heal this man time and time again. But he needed Jesus. He needed somebody who can do what they could do. And Jesus was a healer. Jesus was a deliverer. Jesus was a person that came to heal the sick and set the captive free. So I'm here to remind you today, when you find yourself in a place of worship, when you find yourself in trouble, when you find yourself, hallelujah, needing God, find yourself in the company of believers, because there's power in number. This man stretched forth his hand, and the Bible says his hand was restored. The Bible says he stretched out his hand and Jesus healed him. And I'm here to tell you, it's never too late. Glory be to God. I hope you hear the Holy Ghost. It is never too late. I know for myself, I think about Abraham and Sarah. They was old, and the promise of God, Isaac, the promised child, was given to them. And Sarah did not have that baby until she was well past childbearing years. I think of Caleb and Joshua. Caleb was 80, 85 years old. Then he got the promised land. And he said, I feel like a young man. I'm going in to possess. Oh, I hope you hear God. I'm going in to possess my promise. That's why you can't give up on God. You can't give up on his church. You can't give up on what God called you to do. Some of you are supposed to be a deacon in the local church. You're supposed to become a church mother. You're supposed to become an elder and a minister of the gospel. But many of us are out of position. Sometimes I look up and I know what people are dealing with. I know people's marriage is under stress. I know people's money's acting funny. I know some people are real sick in their bodies. And still the enemy have deceived them to think that they can stay home on Sunday morning, that they can stay away from the things of God. Just like we have this virtual sanctuary on Wednesday during the day. Maybe you're not in this New Jersey area, but guess what? My wife and I and the New Creation family, we meet at 87 First Street tonight, and we go to the place of worship because we get blessed time and time and time again. And I pray if you're local that we'll begin to see your face in the place. But this man was in the synagogue, and Jesus blessed him. It's never too late for you to get blessed. It's never too late for you to live your dreams. I know that degree has been prolonged. I know that business probably went belly up and failed. I know that marriage may have dissolved or ended in divorce, but it's never too late. Get back up, dust yourself off, and get back in the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Moving forward by faith. Again, the Pharisees, that's why I preached the message, the spirit-led life. They were religious, but they weren't spirit-led. They were looking to see if Jesus would heal this man on the Sabbath. And he simply said to them, I'm the Lord over the Sabbath. Sabbath was made for man. Yes, in Genesis, God created the heavens and the earth. In 6 days, 6 days, he created it all. And the Bible says on the seventh day, he rested. And that scripture has been so misinterpreted. God does not need a Sabbath. Jesus does not need a Sabbath. He's Lord over the Sabbath. God is God over the Sabbath. Sunday and Saturday was made for you and for me. And that's why God simply doesn't want us to go to church, but he wants us every day of our lives to be holy, to be blameless, to be godly. Hallelujah. I know some Seventh-day Adventists, and they will argue down about going to church on a Saturday. And sometimes I look at the life and the lifestyle, and I'm saying to myself, it's almost irrelevant if you believe that strongly on what day is the true Sabbath, and yet your life don't line up with what you're talking about. And that's for the Christian who go to church on Sunday. Your life got to line up with your words. Hallelujah. I don't know who that is for, but don't just go to church, be the church. Hallelujah. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. I've seen so many blessings, and I tell people all the time, I know my life before Christ. I know just how wretched and ugly I was. I know how deceptive and how deceiving and how my natural flesh, the certain tendencies and inclinations, and habits that I developed being outside of God's church and the will of God. So by the time I came into the church, I'll never forget my former friends and those who I used to run with and even my family and those close to me said, Anthony, you're not going to change. I doubt very seriously. It's just a phase you're going through. It's just something that, you know, you're emotional about because we know what you've been through in your life. And I'm so glad that I did not listen to them. But I listened to this one little lady named Pastor Glover Williams and then my pastor, Bishop Hillier. She said one time they had a funeral service and they canceled our Bible study. And I forgot, and I didn't get the memo or I missed the announcement. And I came to church and it was empty. Big old mega church, empty. And she said we had a funeral tonight. I saw her on the way out of the church. And she said, but God is going to bless you. And she looked me square in my face. She said, you pressed your way to this church. Just keep pressing your way to the things of God. And God is going to bless you. And 19 years later, that lady wasn't lying. Hallelujah. Almost two decades later, her prophetic word came true over my life. And I was a new believer, not even a year old. And she said, if you keep coming to church, if you keep believing God, if you keep pressing your way past your old ways, God is going to bless you. And she prophetically spoke that thing over my life. And as I think over my life, and as I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I got a testimony. And I know I'm listening to somebody or somebody's listening to me out there who can identify with that. Hallelujah. This man was blessed by Jesus. He was handicapped, he had one hand, and he came to church, and he left church with two hands, two working hands, two working feet, and God gave him a new slate in life. And that's what he wants to do for you. He wants you to join the local church so you can help that local assembly. He wants you to come to be a part of his work. He wants you to come to a place of worship and worship him in spirit and in truth. Yeah, I know you can click on the internet nowadays. Yeah, I know we can watch church service and listen to programs even like this one. But this should be in addition to your Sunday morning worship. This should be in addition and supplement your regular daily Christian living. Yes, you should allow the Word of God to keep coming into your life. But please find yourself, especially in the times in which we're living in a place of worship. And can I just help you? There is no perfect church. There is no perfect pastor. If you look hard enough, you're going to find something wrong with every church, every ministry. And that's why God wants to send you there to help. Hallelujah. I was talking to someone, and they just shared with me that they, you know, sometimes not feeling the church. And it kind of broke my spirit a little bit, because I don't know what that feels like. It would scare me to be apart from God's church. Not just because I'm a pastor, but I see the importance. I see that the devil's trying to devour me. I see that the devil's after my marriage and after my money. I see that the devil wants to hurt and kill my body. I see that the enemy wants to destroy everything that God has for me. That's why it's been such an uphill battle, even trying to pastor the local church, trying to do ministry, trying to stay in the will of God. I understand and I receive the warfare, because greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. And simply, you're dealing with warfare. You're dealing with opposition. You're dealing with an enemy. You're dealing with haters. And God is saying to you, I want to fully equip you, hallelujah, to fight the good fight of faith. That's why you got to suit up to go up. You got to suit up to go up. That simply means get God's approval, get his affirmation, get his ability, his anointing, his authority. Then you go forward and watch what the end might be. I pray this is helping you. Because this man with the withered hand came into the sanctuary, came into the synagogue, handicapped, but he left whole. He left restored. He left renewed. And he said, stand up in front of everyone and stretch out your hand. And that's simply what God wants from you and I. He wants everybody to see how he blesses you. He wants everybody to see that when you serve him and trust him, good things happen in your life. He wants everybody to see. That's why he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He wants you to be a witness. God wished that no man should perish, that every man repent. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. So we need to find ourselves connected. John chapter 15 says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. 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 And this man, just like the man who was paralyzed in Mark chapter 2, met Jesus, and their life was not the same. Jesus blessed them. Jesus showed the Pharisees and the religious rulers. The Herodians are the people that did not believe in the resurrection. So all these people, even though Jesus was doing an effective earthly ministry, did not want change. So I'm going to challenge you today as I close out this message. Do you really want change? Do you really want to change? Do you really want God to come in and make you that new creation that you already are? He will not overstep your will. He will not invade your territory unless you open the door. The book of Revelation says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. God's a gentleman. Jesus is a gentleman. He's actually knocking. He's not just opening the door. He's not just intruding and entering without permission. But he says, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. He said, and if you let me in, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. I'll dine with you. I'll dwell in commune with you. But you got to open up your heart to him. In that scripture I just read, Jesus said they had stubborn hearts. Jesus simply said their heart was so stubborn. They didn't think about the miracle. They didn't think about this man's life. They didn't think about breakthrough in his situation, his circumstances. All they thought about was appearances. All they thought about was people, what people thought about quote unquote, their position in the things of God. And my wife and I, the New Creation Church family, we're a caring church. We care about people. We care about your marriage. We care that you get that college degree and that you move forward and prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. We care that you can move past the prison of your past. We care that you are called and there's a special calling on your life that we want to build you up in. We want to gird you and cultivate that calling. We want to teach and pour into your life so you can fulfill the purpose and the call of God that's on your life. But you got to get in position. You got to do your part, and God will do the rest. God is so awesome. He wants to bless you. There's so many people in the Bible who was in the right place at the right time, and God blessed them. Glory be to God. Somebody's in need of a miracle. Somebody out there who's listening is in need of a breakthrough. Somebody desperately needs God to turn that marriage around, turn their finances around. Somebody has pending surgery or pending procedures coming up, and they need God to intervene. Somebody's just troubled in their mind. They can't even verbalize it, but they can't sleep at night. They have insomnia, and some people are so restless. They're so worried, have so much anxiety and stress. And this is all, I'm not trying to get you and force you to do something that God is not calling you to do. But I know that he wants us in the right position, in the place of worship. He wants us to help the local church. He wants us to help the communities that we live in. He wants us to help the less fortunate. Read Matthew chapter 25. He said, what you do for the least of these. That was my message on Sunday. The least likely to succeed. And we had three young teenagers who were at the altar. One young man joined the church on Sunday. And these three young men heard a little part of my own story about drinking and marijuana and cocaine and drugs and womanizing and all the nine getting in trouble with the law. None of us, all of us have fallen short of the glory of all. There is none righteous, no, not one. We are all sinners saved by grace. And these young men responded by coming to the altar for prayer. And they're just trying to do the right thing. They're trying to pull away from negative activity. They're trying not to be like the status quo. And I'm so glad that those three young men were in church. Somehow their mother got them to the church. Evangelist Finney actually brought these three young men to the church, her two sons and another young man. She's a member of our local church. And they were in church, and I believe it made a difference in their lives. So when you get in position, God will bless you. And quite frankly, my wife and I, one of our daily prayers, God send the laborers. God send the harvesters. God send the workers. God send the people that would line up with the vision. God send those who will be servants. We're not bashful. We're not shy about needing help for the vision and the work that God has given us. And if you're local, if this is convicting you, if you know that we're trying to do a good, faithful work in the city of Elizabeth, come on and hook up with us. Join up with us, and let's lock arms and turn this world upside down. Because God wants to bless you. What you do for God, God will do more for you. Hallelujah. What you make happen for God, God will make happen for you. That's why sometimes, you know, if you're not tithing, bring the tithe into the storehouse. That storehouse represents the church. Bring the tithe, bring the tenth to the local church. That's one reason you can go to the synagogue, one reason you go to church, one reason you go to the temple to bring your alms, bring your offering. And then you go to serve. You go to pray and you go to hear a word. You go to fellowship. God is speaking. Because we're in a day My wife and I was in the church that we came out of recently, big old mega church. And the time we went for this particular conference, in my estimation, it was a low attendance. And it grieves my heart as a man of God that the devil's trying to deceive so many. Don't let him deceive you. Don't let the devil trick you. Don't let the devil pull the wool over your eyes. But stay in the good fight of faith and watch God show up and show out in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Pastor, that's all I have. I'm giving it back to you. I pray that God get the glory. I pray that we see people in this Thanksgiving week. It's Thanksgiving next week, and they come and worship with us and give God thanks together. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. What a powerful word, Pastor Anthony. I'm telling you, God is good and worthy to be praised. And appeal to the church. If you're not in a local assembly, get there. Amen. God needs to have you go to the assemblies and forsake not the assembling together yourself. And then Pastor Anthony, you just beautifully just helps us. You helped somebody today to know that it is important to go to church. So many pastors out there discouraged, amen, because the people are not showing up. And we care sometimes more for the people than they take care for themselves, amen. That's why we're shepherds. So I thank God for that word, amen. Get connected. Go to church. Get connected. Stretch forth your faith. Be in position. Get in position. Be committed. Be submitted. My God. Hallelujah. What a powerful word. Submit to God. Allow God to make the necessary to provoke you to make the necessary changes. Let God change you because God wants to bless you. What a powerful, powerful word. Come to the sanctuary. Bring your tithes. Bring your offerings. Bring your service. My God, surely we need laborers in the church. Pray and worship God. Hallelujah. Powerful. Pastor Emily, I need you to pray for some people who are out there who are struggling with stretching forth their faith. Amen. Hallelujah. They are struggling with stretching forth their faith. Just pray for those who are saying, I want to go to church, but I'm having a problem finding a good church. I want to go to church, but so much is going on in my home. I can't push past it. I want to be connected. I want to be blessed. I'm having a hard time. Just pray for those, even as the Lord will lead you to pray. We're doing an altar call right now. Right now we're doing an altar call. Pastor Emily is getting ready to pray for you. If you're standing in the need of prayer, just connect your heart to this prayer. Amen. Pastor Emily, I give it back over to you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, you said there's coming a day where we will worship you in spirit and in truth. There's a resistance in the time in which we're living in. There's an opposition. You said a house divided cannot stand. And right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, every hindrance, every wilderness, every stumbling block that's keeping your people from the place of worship, right now, God, allow them to be freed up on Sunday morning to get to church, to get to that local assembly in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, quiet the warfare. Quiet in the name of Jesus. Trying to resist you doing the work in their life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make a way out of no way. Give them transportation. Let the carpool and people be able to pick them up. In the name of Jesus, allow them to get the bus card or the taxi fare or even the ability to walk to the house of worship. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, allow them even in their minds to be freed up on Saturday night to prepare for Sunday morning. In the name of Jesus. Silence, Lord, every witch, every warlock, every demon that's trying to keep them in a certain bondage. And right now I speak that they are indeed. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, bind up everything that's not of your will and loose prosperity, loose blessings, and loose your people to come collectively to worship and to serve and to give and to honor your throne. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it is our prayer that you heard the word of God today. You're not hearing preaching like this too often, but we, the servants of the Most High God, have to remind each other and provoke each other to good works. Listen, you cannot forsake the house of God. Get to your house of worship. Listen, we don't want to pull you from your house. We want you to go to your house where your pastor is. Like Pastor Anthony said, this is supplemental to what you do on Sundays. Amen. Listen, commit to your pastor. Serve your pastor as unto the Lord. Submit to the word that's coming from his mouth. He has been in prayer. He or she has been in prayer for you. We pray for the people of God that are a part of New Creation Christian Ministry. Listen, don't make your pastor's job grievous. Amen. Hallelujah. Be in position. Be committed. Be submitted. My God, bring your tithes, bring your offerings, bring yourself to the house of the Lord so that the kingdom work can go forth. Listen, forget all of this internet ministry that's substituting. You're going to your local church. We don't have a problem with you sitting under the word coming from other preachers, but be very careful about who you let speak into your life. Listen, make sure your pastor is the first voice in your life, is the main voice in your life. Listen, God does things decently and in order. Amen. And if you don't have a pastor, you need a pastor. You need a pastor. So like Pastor Emily said, if you're local, come on over to New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and we would love to receive you into the family, that part of the church family. Amen. Listen, it's a time to give. We want you to go over to our website at nccmonline.org and make an offering. Making offering ministry is the word of God is free, but ministry is not cheap. It's not inexpensive. It does cost money to do ministry. And listen, the Bible says that we shall sow as we reap. Amen. So we want you to go ahead and sow a seed into this ministry. Sow a seed. Give your best seed. Go over there. There is a donate now button where you can donate into this ministry. Whether you're listening live or you're listening to the archives, we have over 2,000 people listening to the archive, and we thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, as you have benefited in spiritual things, we ask you, as the Bible does, to give of your natural means, amen, to give naturally to advance the kingdom of God. Partner with us on today to advance the kingdom of God. Amen. Well, we again invite you to come over and worship with us at any time. I want to give honor where honor is due to our own Apostle Matthew Tillery. God bless you, who has entered into the sanctuary through the virtual chat room, and also to Pastor Sharon Richardson. God bless you, sir. It's good to have you in our midst, and we just pray God's blessing upon you and your ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, I'm going to give it back over to you for our benediction as we go down from this place.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling, the all-wise God, all power, all dominion, all authority given to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may the peace of God be with you. The joy of the Lord be your strength. Love of God, the agape, unconditional love, be yours hence now and forevermore. Church, say amen. Let us go serve our God. Hallelujah. We pray that you come to our midweek service tonight, 7:30 p.m., 87 Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. It's going to be a high time in the Lord. It's a word in season for you. So meet us tonight in Elizabeth. Hallelujah.
Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Almighty God, you are holy, so strong and mighty. You died and rose again with all power in your hands. I will forever sing your praise. I will forever sing your praise.